Crows Theatre, in partnership with the Shaw Festival, are bringing the luminous Shaw Festival production of Middletown to Toronto, beginning November 12th to December 1st at Streetcar Crow's Nest. With us to talk about it this morning are actors Gray Powell and Natasha Mumba. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, are you all the same cast that was at Shaw Festival?
No, actually. So we had two people who weren't able to do the contract.
Mm-hmm.
So we sort of absorbed the parts within the show. So
oh.
we don't have any new people coming in.
We have Corinne Coslow.
Yeah, we have Corinne Coslow, who's amazing.
Yeah, Corinne Coslow's taking over the role of the librarian, which was first performance show by Tara Rosling, and she's in, and yeah, it's a whole new voice.
Okay. So can you set the scene for us?
The scene of Middletown.
Yeah, like how it, okay. You know, how you begin, not how you begin, but yeah, I know this is in the
world
round,
of it.
And yes, the world of it, and, you know, what we can expect.
Yeah, Middletown, I brought in the script to read sort of actually what it's about based on the publishers, because I can try and tell you what it's about, but I really, it's a human experience on its own.
You have to see it to believe
it. You kind of had to see it, just the language, what Will Eno does and what Meg Rowe has done to bring the language to life. It's kind of magic realism, which a lot of, there's a few American authors, I think playwrights, that are doing this, which is really exciting. But Meg has it in the round, and it's very, very lo-fi. It's actors out in the space being, she would direct us as being, you know, you're the character, you're you, but you're not you. And it was sort of this kind of tenuous balance between us as individuals and us as characters, and how they both kind of come together to make this world. And so we're following the story of these people in this town, but as in performance, we're moving sets around, and it's very, a desk is a library, and we get, it's very, very low key. I say lo-fi, I guess. I don't know if that's the right word, but it's...
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's utilitarian, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
And Middletown is sort of this metaphor for what happens before, when people are born and people die, this weird in-between where we're all existing in this place together is sort of the Middletown experience.
Okay.
Has the production changed coming from Shaw to Toronto? I mean, other than changing the actors, have you made any differences in it?
We're going through that right now as we go through tech. It's not really much of a change. The biggest change is that we're a year later, so as human beings, as actors, we are different, and we're coming to it differently.
Yeah.
And it's familiar and yet totally new, saying those words and the way Will Eno writes. Each scene can be sort of it can be said with the year of dust that you've sort of kind of collected over the year.
I like that phrase. Yeah. I gotta use that. That's good. Year of dust.
Well, and it sounds, I mean, it's, so it does have, it just has a different, it's different because we are different people a year later. And then the physical space itself, Crows is we have a little less space on a couple sides physically and a higher ceiling. So it's going to have a different feel being in this space. From the studio at Shaw.
But magical realism seems like a contradiction in terms.
I know. I don't know if I'm making it up or not.
I
want to work with you here.
John Dodge, the character I play, sits on a bench and talks to Mary Swanson and says, God, I had the worst night last night, or I had the worst night, almost nonstop meaningful silence. The worst morning, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are things that come out of his mouth. And so it's language that it sounds like it should be understood, and yet it's sort of profound. It's pat and cliche, but
the magic of listening to it over and over again. So the first time we did it when I was at Shaw, I mostly played an audience member. So I would say like 80% of the time I was an audience member. And so I had the privilege of listening to the play about 50 some times.
Right.
And because it's so nuanced, there's so much information to get every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And like Grace says, when you come back and life's happened a year, you're different, things have happened, the Middletown stuff has happened, and it's you get to this point where you listen to it again and completely new things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And also having Corinne Coslow speak the lines of which Tara Rosling, who previously played the librarian, spoke, it's a different play.
Yeah, sure.
And she's a different body person, and a different human.
It must be a different play each and every performance.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
Well, that's you as the... It's like that's any show. I mean, you as the audience, well, you come in and you change that timbre in the room and that show, yeah.
Natasha, is it at all unnerving for you to sit in the audience and then have to get up and go and integrate?
Well, that's sort of the point of the character that I play. So I play Sweetheart, and she's slightly autistic, and she has a whole really beautiful representation in the play. But the way Meg Rohl has directed it is that everybody is a part of the story. So the audience is brought in, and we're all experiencing life right now in this theater.
Right.
And talking about how weird it is to be alive. And so I sort of represent kind of them. And I get this really lovely moment in the play that highlights that. I don't want to, spoil anything if you
right,
know people want to come
right,
to.
Right.
But yeah. So it's a beautiful thing to represent everybody, and it's inclusive.
And do you interact with audience members at all?
We do off the top of the show. Yeah,
okay.
So we talk to audience and in the intermission, but it's sort of they're never excluded from the conversation. But it should feel that you are a part of it.
And the writing also includes them as well. Sometimes we break.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've got a fourth wall going on.
That's right.
Yeah, that's great. Now, I'm hearing so much about Meg Rowe and how fantastic she is. And what can you tell me about her, Gray, that's different from other directors? What makes her so special?
Oh, that's a great question. She's a force. She has a spirit about her that I once asked her. We were playing a game about what's your superpower.
Oh.
We all had superpowers, and she said her superpower was that she can make anyone do whatever she wanted them to.
Wow.
and she wasn't lying. She just sort of said like I can, like I have that, and she has this. There's this energy about her that she can just. It's infectious, and so when she has an idea, she's extremely skilled. She's really tenacious. She's totally passionate, and you just want to
do for her.
Do that, and it's not that she's and she's demanding. She's technically demanding, and she wants you to do your best. But she also has so much love for the work because she's an actor that you do that we do. She's I don't know. She just wants to see everyone at their best, which is a lot of fun to work for someone.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you guys have a great time.
Isn't it wonderful to
have another opportunity in another place
and to stay
because it's such a fantastic work.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And I really hope that audiences come and see it because it had a great run at Shaw. And it would be great for, I think Toronto would really, really dig this one.
And I love the
ages.
Space too. It's a fantastic space, and you're about 100 yards away from where I live.
Okay,
oh,
then there's no excuse.
Oh,
well. We'll see you there.
Great.
Every night. Okay.
Thank you so much for
joining us
this morning.
Thank you.
We've
guys.
Been talking to actors Gray Powell and Natasha Mumba about Crow's Theatres in partnership with the Shaw Festival's production of Middletown. It opens November 12th and goes to December 1st. And for tickets, go to crowstheatre.com.